everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing.
I'm here in the, well, I would say the house come studio of Jackie Linus, who is an artist here in Corbridge in Northumberland. How are you doing, Jackie?
I'm fine today, thanks. It's a beautiful day, so that makes all the difference. Yesterday was freezing.
Okay, so as I said, we're in your house. I've also described it as a bit of a gallery because you have a lot of paintings on all your walls and all your rooms. And I take it they're all yours, is that right?
I think so. I can't think of anything that's that isn't mine right at the moment.
Okay.
I don't like to compete with anybody else.
Well, looking around, there seems to be two quite distinct different forms that we have here. I wonder if you could describe your paintings for me.
Well, two of my particular styles would be my dip pen Indian ink work, done with a bottle of ink and a dip pen like you maybe would have used a long time ago in school. And so you just dip your nib in, do a few marks and have to keep re-dipping. And so you just make small marks, lines, areas of shading and tone, and build up your tone just with black on, I would normally do it on white paper.
Right.
Another completely different way, which I often work, is to create pictures which are very colourful in multiple layers, and they aren't really pre-planned, and the colours go on in a sort of instinctive way. Then they layer up, sometimes from light to dark and sometimes from dark to light, and then the images find themselves and right, they sometimes look like landscapes. I tend to think that they look like landscapes, but as I say, they're not really planned to be anything.
And your ink drawings tend to be more defined shapes and pictures,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes, the ink drawings are planned from the start, quite often from the actual object or from a photograph, and then work slowly and methodically.
How long does it take you to do a piece of work?
It really varies. Some of the very detailed ink works, I've done them over several weeks, but I would tend to work on them for maybe just a few hours at a time because they're very demanding on your eyesight, and then, you know, have a break and for several hours just fling some paint about and and have a complete change. Some of the works, which are abstract and very colourful, are very spontaneous and done almost in one sitting, where all the paint's flung on and then just left to dry and sort of organically find its own images. Some of the abstracts still do take a long time because they're multi-layered and each layer needs to dry.
Does it get quite messy in there? Do you have to, like, cover all the furniture and the walls and everything?
I think maybe I'm a little bit stingy. I try to splatter the paint on the paper rather than wasting it.
Okay.
So I don't want to spend money on paint that goes on the floor.
It's quite unusual for an artist to work in two quite distinct and almost opposing forms. Why is it that you think you do that?
I don't really know. I don't know if it's because the grass is always greener. I mean, there are so many art mediums that you can use, and they're all very exciting in so many different ways. And it can be a thrill to work just with, for example, a black ink and create all of the tones and all of the image from black. Or also, when you're doing that, your head is at the same time full of ideas about wild, colourful combinations. And while you're working in the controlled way, you just want to let go. So it's very nice to have the balance of the two.
Okay, right. I know exactly where you're coming from. I know what you're saying. You say that nature is an inspiration for you. It is for a lot of artists, I suppose.
We had to move for my husband's work,
right.
and we moved away from the urban sprawl of Manchester, which was quite overpowering, always being in traffic and always looking at man-made structures and not much greenery.
There's enough natural inspiration here for you in Northumberland.
Oh, yes, there are so many pictures to paint. It's narrowing it down to what to paint is really the hardest thing.
How easy is it, do you think, to capture the real beauty and the truth about nature in a picture? Are you ever fully satisfied with the end result of your work?
I think, to be honest, for me, when I'm painting each picture, I am planning the next one.
Yes, oh, really?
Or several. I wouldn't limit it to just one, really. While you're painting one, you could see the light falling on the tree outside, or you could pop outside to put your bins out, and you see a flower that's changed, and then you start planning that painting. Usually I've got lots on the go.
Right. How many have you got on the go right now?
Not as many as I would like, because I'm getting ready for the art tour, and I'm trying to be organised. organized and, right. and tidy enough and have space so that people can walk around. But there are certainly four or five on the go and lots of sketches and photographs that are many paintings. I'll never run out of
right.
paintings.
Right. You mentioned the arts tour. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
This is an Open Studios event for the artists in Northumberland, and it runs right the way up from Alnwick and Morpeth all the way through Ponteland and then along up to Alston and Allendale, and the artists are opening up their studios to show their different skills and tell the public about their work.
So the idea is that you come up here, you wander around and you go from studio to studio and they explain their works, yeah?
Yes, that's the idea. This year it's running on Saturdays and Sundays, so it starts 4th of June and it's every weekend of June. I'm open Saturday and Sunday. Some artists are closed on some days, but the Art Tour brochure tells you when that would be.
Yours is in your house. Are you expecting a lot of people traipsing through?
I'm hoping lots of people will traipse through. That's why I've cleared the space so that they can get in. And that the more the merrier. That would be great.
Just going back a little bit, I know that you mentioned to me that you worked in the health service, National Health Service. You worked with people with mental disabilities. Did you use your art in order to kind of work with these people as well?
Yes, I was able to do that, which was really great, particularly when I started out as an occupational therapist. But the way I used it was to run fun art groups or introductions to photography groups, that kind of thing, where people could come along and either just use the activity as a calm, relaxing diversion or to learn new skills and to be able to be in a safe environment where they could build up their confidence again Right. with interacting with each other, at the same time dealing, you know, with their distressing psychological symptoms. They were fun groups and it wasn't about teaching people art, really.
Did they produce quite an interesting range of art?
Oh, very interesting. You know, such a range. People always surprise you, really. So they would produce sometimes, you know, very deeply personal pictures, you know, sometimes a little bit outrageous. Some were very happy to share the work and others wanted a quiet space, weren't happy with discussing the work with others. It's a very good tool to use. It was really useful.
What about the management side? Did you get much support from the NHS over this?
yes and no. I mean, I left the job eventually because in mental health there are generally a couple of occupational therapists and there are a lot more nurses within a team. And to carry on providing occupational therapy was a challenge.
It can be quite stressful as well, I would have thought, even for the artist as well.
It was stressful. You know, the symptoms that people were suffering from were very severe and long-term.
Has that experience affected you and your art? Has it inspired you in some way?
That's a really good question. I think everything that we go through, it influences us. So obviously, yes. In exactly what way? It's hard to say, but maybe to be true to yourself and not worry about what people think and to have confidence, to stick with things when the going is difficult. Mm-hmm. It probably does inspire me to be myself and who I am and hope that's okay with other people.
Right. If we wanted to find out more about you, do you have a website? How would people get in contact with you?
At the moment, I've got a web page on the Network Artists website,
right.
And that's www.networkartists.org.uk.
Right. Jackie, thank you very much for inviting me to your home, to your gallery. It's been a great pleasure seeing some of your work as well. Thank you very much.
Oh, you've been very welcome. Great to talk to you.
A Garrito presentation.